8:31. It is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Thomas McGregor is Executive Director of Phoenix School of Roseburg, getting ready for a big annual event, their spring dinner on Saturday. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about this event, and it's happening Saturday. Tickets are still available.
Yeah, we have lots of seats available. It's $50 an individual or $90 a couple, and you can get a table of eight for $350. And what we have at the school annually is a great meal. We really put in our heart and soul to host folks, and we got no-host bar with Umpqua Valley beer and wine. But the main driver is just come have a good night, seeing people in the community, and enjoy a great meal. We also feature entree from Lighthouse Center Bakery.
And I know that part of this is a fundraiser, and you've got some of that going on too.
Yeah, Phoenix School, which is our flagship program, is in grades 8 through 12 charter school, and we run a lot of significant employment programs. One is the Oregon Conservation Corps, which right now we have a crew of about 12 individuals out reducing fuels in the community and training to be wildland firefighters.
And that's got to be cool to see that from young people at that age already heading into that direction.
Yeah, I mean, the program hires youth up to the age 26, so the majority of the youth are actually in their early 20s, and they're getting a lot of jobs right out of the program up at the Forest Service and DFPA. So the program, which the legislator created in 2020, is a big success for us.
Now you've got that going on, and also in the course of the evening, you're going to honor some folks. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. An individual who I've known the entire time I've lived in Roseburg, and many people know in Roseburg because she has been teaching for a quarter century at Phoenix School, Melanie Morrow, our Learning on the Fast Track teacher and program coordinator, is going to be honored and entered into our, quote, Hall of Fame.
And tell me more about her.
Melanie is an amazing individual. The Learning on the Fast Track program typically has youth who are later in high school and just wanting to pick up those extra few credits, and they come to us to, quote, get her done. And but it's also a really awesome program in that Melanie works directly with the individual to keep them engaged in school. And sometimes when you're doing independent learning, you can get burnt out during the school day. So the classroom has always featured things like sewing and knitting, but more importantly, the kitchen, where you have to learn to make chocolate chip cookies when you're a law student. But you know, they also learn how to make meals for themselves, or a lot of times we have teen parents in the program as well.
You have to learn to make chocolate chip cookies.
That's yes.
It's a tough assignment, but somebody's got to do it.
You got to know your fractions.
That's true. There's another use for math. To be in this kind of program with this kind of work for a quarter century is really quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, Melanie is an incredible individual. This was not her initial career, and she came to us. She had family in the community. She's from the East Coast. She brings her full New York spirit to the classroom every day. But she has that warmth that a lot of the students grow an affinity for and really value her. And at, you know, Phoenix, we really do pride ourselves that all kids just really need a one-on-one strong relationship with an adult outside the household, and that's what we try to bring to our building every day, and Melanie has exemplified that in her quarter century.
So you'll be focusing on honoring her. I know in the course of the evening, not only the food, the beverages, silent live auction, but also some entertainment.
Yeah, we proudly have the students at the school. We have a music program, and it's more Black Keys and White Stripes. It's a rock program, but the kids will play a jazzy Put a Spell on You 3-4 time. And, you know, at Phoenix School, I call it Iron Man football. Every kid has to learn to sing. They have to learn guitar. They have to learn bass. They have to learn keys. They have to learn drums. So it's pretty crazy, impeccable to watch the students perform, because they switch every song what they're performing, what instrument they're playing.
Wow. Now, how many years have you been at Phoenix?
I have been at Phoenix 17 years now.
And how did you end up here?
I had a friend welcome me to join the Youth Corps crew. I'm from Arizona, and leading a trail crew along the North Umpqua, that Blue River, just made me fall in love with this community.
And over time, you've kind of advanced, and kind of worked your way up, so to speak.
Yeah, I got into the classroom, but I was also a program coordinator, kind of like Melanie. We a lot of teachers also run programming, and so I ran the Youth Conservation Corps program, made relationships with the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, and managed projects. And from there, I got into administration, and I've been the executive director almost 5 years now.
What is the toughest thing about doing what you do at Phoenix?
I'd have to say the toughest thing is just making sure the team is ready for the work every day. The kids are incredible. The kids are the reward. The kids are what drives you to the building every day. You just want to pick up where you left off and getting to know the students and bringing them more closer to their goals. The thing for me is wanting to help my team reach their goals. And the affinity I grew for Phoenix was that dream it and do it. On my one-year work anniversary, I was getting on a plane to Africa with two students because we fundraised for it. We helped these kids with their dreams. We got the community behind us, and we went to Africa for a month and inspired a lot of kids and directly served youth in Africa. And I want all of my staff to see that education can be a career of their dreams, and it's about helping others reach their dreams. And so I think that's the hard part, is education is a very complicated industry. It's gotten very complicated through the pandemic, but that's also fun. You get to solve puzzles every day.
And when you have been here as long as you have, some of the rewards have got to be seeing some of the young people years up the road.
Yeah, and that's one of the real exciting reasons about honoring Melanie Morrow this year at our auction coming up this Saturday, the 20th, is that I can't go anywhere in the community without meeting somebody that knows Melanie. I remember one time we went and picked up one of the work vans from one of the oil shops, and Melanie drove me over, and every single individual in the oil shop knew Melanie and had gone through the loft program. It was like, Melanie, Melanie. And it was it's just really incredible. I know she's educated thousands of individuals in Douglas County. It is incredible.
Wow. So for the event on Saturday, how do people get tickets?
Yeah, please give us a call at 541-673-3036, extension 1123, and we can get you RSVP'd, or just email us at admin@rosebergphoenix.com.
And I suppose we should mention, too, this is a 21 and over event, right?
Yeah, it's a 21 and older event. Again, it's featuring Umpqua Valley wines and beer. It is hosted at the school. This is the only time we do this every year. But it's a really good, simple evening of good fun. And so come out, show your support, see others in the community that you know will be there, and have a wonderful Saturday evening with a wonderful meal.
All right, Thomas McGregor, Executive Director of Phoenix School, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 in the morning report.